Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. And Steve, it's time for your closing remarks. And before you do them, you wanted to mention something important, the Circle of Core Kidney Foundation.
Hey, yeah, you know, there are people out there who need kidney donations, live donor kidney donations. And, you know, there are people who are compatible and can donate a kidney to save a life. The reason I got involved with it, they're having a gala this Saturday night, November 2nd, in downtown L.A. at the Jonathan Club. Tickets are available if anybody's interested in going. All you got to do is go to Core Kidney Gala, and you can look it up, Core Kidney Gala 2024. And the reason I got involved, because a buddy of mine, his wife, is in need of a kidney. Her name is Kitty. And she's got a young daughter, and all she wants to do is see her daughter grow up. But she's suffering tremendously because she needs this kidney. Anybody that knows anybody on dialysis, and most of us do know somebody on dialysis, it's a huge, it's life-changing, life-altering when you have to go on dialysis, but it's also life-saving if you can get a kidney. And more people need to look into this if you can help by making a donation or anything to the Core Kidney Gala 2024. It's downtown this weekend at the Jonathan Club in downtown L.A. But if you can go to Core Kidney Gala 2024, if you want to make a donation or find out more. But I'm really pulling for Kitty, man. And we think we have a donor for her because of an announcement I made before on the radio. We think we have a donor for her, so it's looking promising. But it could be looking more promising with more awareness from people about donating a kidney. You know, it can really, no doubt about it, save a life, change a life. It could do so much. So just consider that, folks, I just wanted to put out there, and keep your prayers up. She's a young mother. She's in L.A. Her name is Kitty. And I don't want to give her last name, but her name is Kitty. And just pray for her and that she can, you know, survive this. Yeah. And be around for her daughter and her husband. They're good friends of mine. So that's all I want to say. Thank you very much on that. Okay, everybody. You know, it's just about voting. That's all it's about right now. It's go time. The decision is in. Kamala Harris is clear cut the better candidate for America. She has the policies for it. She has the disposition for it. She has the character for it. She has the intellect for it. It's just everything. I don't understand how this country can ignore everything that's wrong with the other candidate. To just ignore it all when you wouldn't do that if it was anybody else. Could Barack Obama be running for president with an indictment? One. Not 34. One. Could he be running for president if there was two impeachments against him? Could Barack Obama be running for president if he had falsely accused five white teenagers of a hideous crime of rape in Central Park and they were instant? Would he be allowed to run for president if he had taken out a full page ad in the USA Today proclaiming the guilt of these five white teenagers? Could he run for president? Could Barack Obama run for president if he had been found guilty of stopping white folks from renting his apartment buildings? Could anybody else? Could Kamala Harris be running if she had 34 indictments? Any of this that you're accusing this man of and that he's guilty of? What about Project 2025? Have you all really looked into this, man, the danger of this thing? And y'all sit up there, man, and they had this last rally that they had in New York, which really, really sickened me. The comedian that they chose, that old, we've never heard of him, we don't know him. Y'all picked him. Y'all put him up there. Just like the Democrats put D.L. Hughley up there, they knew what he was going to say. You can't go on that stage and just go free will. He done ran them jokes. Let me tell you something. When I hosted NFL Honors, I had to run the jokes I was doing in my monologue by the commissioner so the owners could see it and okay it. They had to okay it. You think for one moment you're going to have a political rally with somebody up there they don't know? They picked this white boy. They saw his set. They know what he do. He knew. They knew he was one of them. Everybody that was on that rally was because they are one of them. Crazy, man. And then want to sit and try to distance yourself from it. He wrote the joke. You heard it. That ain't the first time he told a joke about Puerto Rico. That ain't the first time. He wasn't trying out new material. This dude went up there and told stuff that he been telling that works. There's three comedians on this show. This ain't the time for no new material. You got to go with your heavy hitters and your guns. That ain't no new joke he wrote about the black friend of his. They gonna be carving watermelons at Halloween. That ain't new. Man, y'all, come on, man. And y'all sitting up here ignoring all the stuff he is. Because you're talking about he has better policy. What policy? Which one you talking about? The wall? That policy? That he didn't do the last time he was in there? That he can't do this time because his rich friends will suffer in the farming industry, in the restaurant business, and in the construction business? He can't close that border. You're going to stop the border. Everything coming over is closed. So ain't can no more trucks come through? Them cars that they making in Mexico is $30,000. They finna be $75,000 if you close that border. Man, y'all, come on. Let's get to the polls. Georgia, let's get to the polls. We're going to prove them wrong again. Philly, Detroit, Milwaukee. Let's get to the polls. North Carolina, South, let's show up. Take your shirt off. Twist it around your head like a helicopter.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.